you start living on Burnaby Mountain?
I had been looking for another place and loved Burnaby Mountain and attended a party at a house up there in 1971. And the fellow who was renting there, who held the party, knew that I was looking for a place, and he said, you might think about buying this place. He wanted to stay on as a renter, I think, but and being close to university and all those amenities, and just a very beautiful setting, and I think quite a spiritual place, really, for me.
So, do you remember the name of the renter?
I do.
Yes.
His name was Michael Warsh.
And do you, the owner of the house?
No.
I actually talked to a woman named Raiden Same, who's lived at the base of the mountain on the west side for, I think, since the 1930s. And she thought that the one, at least, of the owners of your house was the Bigginsons. Does that ring a bell at all?
Yes.
Oh, well, tell me about them.
I know nothing about them.
Oh, okay.
But I have heard that name before.
that they lived there at one time.
Yeah.
Do you know much about the history of the property?
No.
Do you know how old the house was? Or is? Is it still the same house that you live in
now? Yes.
Okay.
I think it was probably built around the turn of the century, because there was an addition, and in those days they used newspaper as insulation, and the newspapers that were in the wall of the addition were from the 1930s, and so I assume that the main part of the house was built before that, and
yes.
Sometime before 1930s.
Yes. Well, that subdivision, that was the old Hastings subdivision, and that was done in around 1911, 1912, so the house was probably built sometime after that.
Okay.
Interesting to find out more about that. So tell me where it is located then.
It's just below Horizons Restaurant.
So it's on... So would it have been on the old Fifth Avenue then? When you first bought it, how would you have gotten there?
Well, Centennial Way was opened in 1967, and so that's the approach.
Okay, so you would have come up Curtis and
yeah.
then turned on to Centennial. Okay. So in 1972, there were moves afoot to develop the south slope of Burnaby Mountain. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, there was major, offshore money available to develop the west side of the mountain. And I think there was a lot of concern by Burnaby residents that didn't want that. Which resulted in council holding public hearings and ultimately rejecting the proposal for development and designating the property as the west side of the mountain anyway as conservation area.
Right. So the development is called Enviro. We have a. At the Enviro Center, and we have a couple of clippings here that show models of what it's very futuristic looking. It's quite amazing. But it would have developed all the south slope of Burnaby Mountain. So that led into the public meetings in 1974 then, and people let the planning department know that they wanted that Burnaby Mountain preserved as... a traditional landmark character. Tell me, did you go to some of those public meetings?
I did. I know I did, but I don't remember the meetings at all. I was quite involved in Burnaby politics at the time, and went to many meetings, and I can't remember the public hearing process at all.
Do you remember what the feeling around, or what the meaning around that term, traditional landmark character of the mountain, what that would have meant?
Well, I think the designation was conservation, which implies that the people of Burnaby and surrounding areas loved the fact that we had in the Lower Mainland a major portion of land that was green space, and people like looking up and seeing that green.
How has the area changed, actually, since you moved there in 1971?
Well, it's grown tremendously in terms of the natural growth. The trees have gotten much, much larger, and there was always a trail that went up from Hastings Street, and that's become the Trans-Canada Trail. Other than that, I mean, the preservation of the green space has meant there hasn't been a lot of changes. The city decided to, I guess, lease out the original Centennial Pavilion to become the Owls and the Oarsmen, and more recently Horizons.
Yes, you said that you had visited the pavilion quite early on then, in 71 probably. So what was it like then?
It was sort of a big open space cafeteria kind of thing. And the city would rent it out, and on a couple occasions my staff rented the space, and we would hold parties there. It was very nice, and it was a panoramic view, and a very, very special place. Following that, there was the steakhouse. And their concept was to block all the windows. It was insane.
I've heard that. That's the Owl and the Oarsmen. Yes, that you went inside and there was no view. That is quite something.